From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hey Troy, good morning. Welcome to BFM main studio.
Hello.
We're broadcasting from the main studio.
Oh,
here.
It's the big
studio
one.
Studio
One.
Big Hitters Studio. Troy's with us from Southbound Records. What happens in this segment each week on Breakfast? Troy, an astute fan of the art of music, brings in a couple of picks from the bins up there at Southbound. And when I say up there, we say that all the time. It's called Southbound, but we say up there.
Yeah.
And because it's just up the road, up the hill a wee bit, so that's why we say that. But brings in some picks, and we just basically gush over them, don't we?
We do. Well, because we
unless they're rubbish, I'll tell you if they're rubbish.
That hasn't happened very often, has it?
No, never. I don't think. Oh, maybe once.
But yeah,
I think once I just got on my high horse about something.
I think so. Yeah, I think you were actually wrong in that instance.
I wouldn't.
Or perhaps
not
less
very,
right than usual.
Very, very unusual to be wrong. But there are a couple of occasions where, on retrospect, with the benefit of hindsight, and amongst a group of my peers, I can be convinced that, yes, I perhaps wasn't correct about some stuff.
Yep. Well, let's hope that's not the case today.
I like to call them bad decisions. Anyway, so.
Right. Let's start today. Brand new out.
I got a different band, actually.
Bad decisions.
Yeah, I just took my prescription pharmaceuticals as stipulated on the label. Anyway, so. Come on, you took a lot of time getting that. What's it? You worried about this one?
No, I just couldn't get it out of there.
Hold on, that's that one.
This is this one.
That's that one.
Isn't this a good one?
That is just, you know. I remember when that came out. How long has that been since that came out? I remember that. I was at BFM
that
when that came out.
27 years ago.
I wasn't at BFM when that came out.
27 years ago.
Wow.
Island Records were super supportive of young British players around the late 80s and early 90s. And by players, I mean players of the jazz. We had Courtney Pine, we had Andy Shepherd, and then this guy. Came out of nowhere on Island Records. His name was Ronnie Jordan.
It was like, you know, Ronnie Jordan, as well as being a phenomena, as you mentioned, this was a great record for, hey, come and have a look in this musical bus I've got and all the people riding in my bus with me, you know? That's a great analogy, Mike. But, you know what I mean? It's just he introduced a whole lot of other people as well.
That's right, he did.
From that whole sort of explosion that was happening around that time.
I think this record here came just after he had been on Guru's Jazzmatazz record. That might have been the first.
Oh, that was that. See, he was in Guru's bus.
Yes, he was in Guru's bus.
He got
right.
His own bus and put all his friends in his bus.
Yeah.
I think that analogy is spot on, actually. Now.
I think you're right. It hasn't been available on vinyl for ages, so we've
heavy
got
heavy vinyl. Was it ever available on heavy?
No,
heavy,
not this heavy.
No.
And nor was it available on gold-coloured vinyl like this one.
Yes, did you hear that?
Gold-coloured vinyl.
God, and gold-coloured vinyl?
So MOV. Ooh. Music on vinyl, have pressed 1,000 of them. And it's The Antidote by Ronnie Jordan, which was his debut and a really, really great record, I think. Sounds like Miles Is So What?
This is the one, eh? This is the...
This was his breakout massive hit, yeah. For good reason.
Oh, God, that's a good track. You know, I love a stand-up bass. You can hear that the bass is standing up. Hear the floor vibrate? Or is that just me?
No, I think that's real. So there hadn't been... Since George Benson had stopped sort of doing this kind of improvisation in the 70s when he moved more funky. Prior to George, the...
Can't blame a man for turning more funky.
No, you can't. Prior to George, the people who were really known for doing this style of guitar would have been Grant Green and the great Wes Montgomery.
Wesley.
Yes. But Ronnie Jordan, first British man I can think of doing this.
Staple of many cafes at the time.
Yep. Acid jazz really...
Really
sort of coincided with a new appreciation of coffee and cafes, didn't it?
Hmm. And that kind of makes it sound a bit cheesy, but it wasn't. It was kind of cool.
No, there was sort of no cheese about it.
I'm trying to remember what cafes played before that.
I have no idea.
It's the radio or something, like commercial radio maybe.
Well, cafes before that were those places where
there coffee was, lounges and stuff.
Where it was the instant coffee, that kind of thing.
I remember going to the coffee lounge at Shore City and it being really trippy when I was only like seven and stuff, when not trippy was. And then and there's lots of music with people vocal singing in it. That's what I remember from when I was little.
Oh, you're probably right. Was this in the 1970s?
Yes.
Well, there you go. That'll be why.
Didn't have fluorescence back then. Cell phones or bottled water. Double-decker buses.
Ronnie Jordan, I think he came and played in New Zealand at one point. I wasn't here, but
I think that maybe that's what I remember from being at BFM. I think maybe he came up to BFM.
Yeah, I think you're
and,
right.
And had a chat.
Oh, listen to this.
Wow, isn't that? Woo! The piano sounds fantastic. They got like an octopus playing that or something.
The octopus's name is Joe Basherin.
Octopuses, we learned recently have, but we were discussing on air about them having a brain in each tentacle.
Really?
Yeah. Controlled by a main brain, but a brain, an individual brain in each tentacle. And it sounds a wee bit like there might be a different brain in each finger.
Of could well be.
Mate there.
There's your double bass.
It's the in front of the right. What's next, Troy? Let's move on.
Let's move on. Okay, so
that's a beauty, though.
Let's stay in London.
How many of those in the shop of the 1,000 in the world?
Actually, very few, less than 5.
Auckland,
yeah. So, staying in London, but this time, released this week.
Ah, good.
Brand new, Rosie Turton. She's the latest one on Jazz Refresh label to do a number five with an IVE. Rosie's 5. We had New Buyers 5 last year.
Did we?
Yep.
Oh, I recall that maybe. So what's this one all about? It says here, Rosie has an amazing and unique musical voice in the current vibrant UK jazz scene.
Okay, well that...
Of which she orbits the epicentre.
See, that's all nice, but the most important thing about Rosie is
that she's taken the trombone and pulled it from a melodic beauty which shimmers in all of her live performances.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's the trombone. Rosie plays the trombone.
She's a trombonist.
She also plays in a group called Nereidja, which is seven of the greatest women musicians in London at the moment, including Nubai Garcia. And
I admire the trombone. We have talked about that at length before, but I imagine as a young. Did she start? Has she been trombone from start to finish? Do you know if her history is trombone?
I think that's been her main instrument since the beginning.
Did she start with a cornet or a trumpet or a French horn?
I think she started with, and it's a slide trombone, not a plunger.
Good choice.
But Rosie Turton, Rosie's 5 is the name of this. This we asked for some more the other day after we got them, and the label went, "Oh, mate, they've gone really quick."
You naive. Antipodes record shop. Yeah. Did they say that?
They didn't think say happen- that.
What do you think happens here with this world class music that we distribute?
And remember we had Maisha near the end of last year.
Yeah.
Okay, Jake Long, the drummer of Maisha, he drives the rhythm section on Rosie's record. Let's have a listen. Now this here is kind of tangentially related to a Herbie Hancock tune. Butterfly.
So that's just the way that it came in. Straight, that's the trombone leading the orchestra there, isn't it? I'm imagining in my head I can see a mermaid playing a trombone with that music. Which I've not imagined before.
No.
It's quite a pleasure.
Is it a slide trombone?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's a mermaid man. Look at that player. Troy. That reminds me of a Massive Attack song. Yeah, the mermaid with the trombone's just gone all cool.
She'll be back.
Yeah, that's choice. See, she's taken an instrument there, which basically can be so soul-destroying. For example, the theme Coronation Street.
Which I think is a cornet, but okay.
Okay. It's a cornet trying to pretend to be a trombone. In a gloomy old rainstorm or something like that. But this, I mean, this sounds quite beautiful, doesn't it?
There's a...
It tells a story, doesn't it? But in music.
You'd be right. There has been some great lead trombone players in the past. Do you know Grishan and Moncur?
No. We have. It was the one that we have had. We have had a gentleman trombonist on your segment before.
You're not thinking of Theon Cross and his tuba?
No. It was definitely a trombonist.
I think you're probably right. Could have been J.J. Johnson or someone.
Now we just sound like a couple of music nerds. The next track you've got for us, Troy. Where is that next track?
Well, here's the thing. Because
it's a real special one. Is it one
of these? It's not real special. I've decided
get out of it, Johnny. Already had enough
to
drive interruptions
this morning. Because what we have here is a album of covers by a group, and there's some super interesting covers on there.
I'm looking at the name of the group, and let me tell you about that group. I really love that group when they came out, and then I got sick of them because I blame Radio Hulrikki for that.
Oh well, don't worry about
the same
them.
Song over and over. That's okay.
So this is a brand new album.
New?
It's brand new. It's out tomorrow. Fun Loving Criminals. Back in the 90s, they did a record called Mimosa, which was like covers of things like I'm Not in Love and stuff, if I remember correctly.
That is a great cover, by the way.
It is?
Yeah, that's a really good cover.
So this one here is called Another Mimosa, 20 years on, and they've covered some stuff. Tell us what they've covered.
Okay, let's. They've covered their own song there, Sunset, at the end.
They have.
Love Unlimited.
Which is their own one as well, I think.
Is it?
Yep, that one's from that Come Find Us.
A Wider Shade of Pale.
Yep.
Warning by the Notorious B.I.G.
Yep.
We've got there Tom Petty and Heartbreakers, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cube's You Know How We Do It.
Which is great. That's my pick, but okay. And also,
You Know How We Do It.
And what about right before that?
Bobby Womack's Daylight.
Yeah.
Going Down by Freddie King. Hello Again. Natural. Is that Hello Again? Naturally. By Neil Diamond?
It is Neil Diamond. You're right.
And Rumble by Link Ray and his Rayman. So, that's interesting. I thought they were gone and done and finished.
I don't think they've made a new record since, I don't know, 2009 or something. I don't know.
That's probably a good call knocking this out, to be honest.
I think so. And it's a fun record. They're a fun sort of...
They're the fun-loving criminals.
Yeah, well, there you go.
They break the law, but they're having fun, Tess. You can't bag them for that. They might have come through your house and taken your most precious goods without you knowing and sold them for their own gains, but they're having fun, and I think we all need to have fun in our jobs. That's something really important. Right. Well, are we going to play anything from it? How do we do that? There. Okay, right.
Okay, so you can choose which one we play.
Troy, it's your segment.
I know, but I thought you'd be keen.
I'm keen, actually. So I'm just trying to think which one is the... I'm torn between the Bobby Womack and the Ice Cube.
Yeah, you know what? They're the exact two that I would choose.
Then you choose one of those two.
Well, the Ice Cube one I would lean towards, but not so many people like the Lethal Injection album that it came from.
Too bad. That's what we're going to play.
You want to do that one?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Because I like that album. It was really good.
Yeah, I liked it too. I guess it was tough coming after No Vaseline, but...
Solid modern production.
That's pretty faithful thus far.
Well, you know how we do it here. Every day, all day, payday, judgment, and word. Ain't nothing going on but the bomb ass rap song. Hitting all night long. Just like me on the black and white ivory. Getting six on artillery, you don't want to see it.
Are you familiar with the artist Richard Cheese?
No.
Used to ask tricks, sleeping with the fishes, running from Lennox, at Venice.
They wanna have me. It's quite listenable, I think. But that ain't popping, there ain't no stopping. Faux hopping, ass dropping. Coupe de Ville, my truth can't. Not a huge departure, though, from the vibe of the original, I guess.
No, almost the same, right?
Yeah. I'm down as fuck and I'm full of hate. You get no love and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it.
Here's the first
even
departure.
Even down to that. Even down to that. That's old hand scratching.
Do you remember Rowetta?
No, the name seems familiar, but I can't remember anything about it.
On that Bobby Womack cover on this Fun Loving Criminals record, Rowetta does the second vocal. Rowetta, I think she sang with the Happy Mondays.
How weird. I had an extended discussion about Happy Mondays last night.
Did you?
Late in the evening, yes.
Well, it must have been late in the evening talking about them. Yeah.
Should we play a little bit of that Bobby Womack one?
Yeah.
We've got time for a minute of that.
It's
just waiting to get the go ahead. No, I haven't really got time. Well, say let's just say it was awesome. That was awesome.
It is awesome. So, Fun Loving Criminals, their brand new covers record, Another Mimosa. It's out tomorrow. What is a mimosa?
It's a drink. It's a cocktail.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the exact makeup of you. Are you familiar with a mimosa? Have we got any hospitality workers out in the newsroom? That often happens.
Is it alcohol or not?
Yeah, it's alcohol.
Oh, it is.
Listeners, you'd be better off. It's been a long time since I've tended bar. But you could just tell us the answer. That text it in. No prize, just, you know.
Oh, mimosa's the orange juice and champagne.
That's the one we were talking about the other day for some reason, weren't we? Who were we talking that way with? Huh?
That's at Christmas time.
But we were talking about it with someone. Here on this very breakfast show. Unless I've run in a different pretend one in my head every day as well. All right, Troy, thank you very much for coming in. Those albums are available all on vinyl.
They are.
The Fun Loving Criminals on CD as well, the new Fun Loving Criminals covers album.
Correct. Ronnie Jordan.
They snuck a couple of their own in there on their covers album.
Three of their own, which they did last time as well.
May as well too, I mean, it's their album.
Ronnie Jordan, Antidote, very few copies on gold vinyl that we have. And Rosie Turton, Rosie's Five. Once those are gone, they're going to be tough to come by too.
I'd love to see the gold vinyl. Maybe. Oh, you can't get it out, can you?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what? I got out that Iggy Pop purple vinyl one I got the other day, and I got that, showed a few people, and to be honest...
You were loving that.
I was loving it.
Afterwards.
But you know, I was hoping people might be a bit more impressed by it. People were like, oh, that's pretty cool. I was like, it's purple vinyl, look at it.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that Ronnie Jordan, however, is actually made of spun gold.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes. Spun.